Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. Thanks for sticking with us in this segment. We've got some additional discussion on living near the airport. A couple of weeks ago, we received a listener question, and it was very, very specific. It said it was a pilot and his wife moving to Atlanta and said, should we consider living close to the airport? And I don't really remember exactly what I said on that segment. It'd be worth going back and listening to it. But I did say that I would not want to live close to the airport. And we have a couple of loyal, dedicated listeners who, I invite everybody every week to challenge things that I say on the air. And Diane Claps is obviously a very sweet lady, but she did not like me talking bad about her city of College Park. And I think that's so cool. So we decided to invite them on the show today to talk about living in College Park. So Bill, welcome, sir. And Diane, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for investing your time in this show. And I think we can say that this is a promotional segment for Historic College Park. Can we just agree that that's what it is?
That is awesome.
Absolutely. Now, you and I, the three of us, share a couple of things in common. The first one you know, the second one you do not know. I still live in Johns Creek, and you lived in Johns Creek. You lived a little further south in Johns Creek than I did, but you lived out in Johns Creek and moved from Johns Creek to College Park. I just sold my home this past July and wanted to move in town, and I was too much of a chicken, so I actually moved out further north about a half a mile, still close enough to walk. And one of the reasons that you were attracted to College Park is that I'm totally drawing a blank of the school right this minute. Woodward Academy. Thank you. Gosh. And my father went to Woodward Academy when it was called Georgia Military Academy.
Way back when they lived
in Sylvan Hills, and he had a stepfather for a little while, and the stepfather was a bail bondsman and made enough money and sent him, and he's got pictures of himself in his uniform and stuff like that. So I feel like there's some history. So talk to me about College Park, what attracted you to College Park, what keeps you in College Park, and what makes you enjoy College Park.
Well, you know, it's funny. When we first got the idea to move here, we were going on vacation, and a friend of ours who still lives here said, hey, why don't you come on down, park your car at our house, and I'll give you a ride over to the airport. And, you know, we got here, and she was nice enough to have champagne for us on her front porch.
She was recruiting
there. Yeah. And you know, it's not a subdivision. It's a street.
Yep.
And
sidewalks on both sides.
Yeah. And so people were walking by, waving, saying, hi, how you doing? And it was very, very much of a neighborhood feel.
Right.
We loved where we were in College Park, but it was a subdivision.
Yep.
And it was a great place to raise our kids. And we raised them there for 20 years
before
we kind of got a taste of, okay, you know, this is in town living.
Yep.
They were either already at the South Campus of Woodward Academy or they were going to be at the South Campus of Woodward Academy. So that, you know, it's like, okay, are we going to make them do the commute 40 miles each way back and forth from Johns Creek?
It's a long commute for kids.
It is.
Or, you know, are we going to find a way to, you know, to move down? And really that, I think that day was really the kind of the thing that pushed us over the, you know, over the edge. I think you actually went to the post office that day as well, right?
Oh, I came down another day and I went to the post office with her. And it's like this old fashioned post office with big old wooden doors, and it's brick, and there's a marble floor, and there's a mural. And the two men that were working there were so lovely and flirty and just so friendly. And I walked out of there and I said, I want to move here.
I want to be with these people. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You wanted to be with those people. If you don't mind, what I had said in the prior show was that I wouldn't want to live in an area where there was additional congestion and noise from the flight path. And you were very specific. Thank you. You were very specific about there not being much noise in your area because you're not in the flight path. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, actually, where we are, we're probably less than a mile as the crow flies from the fifth runway.
Okay.
But the way the planes take off from the front of our house, we can see them in the distance. And I mean, if you're in the front yard listening for them, you can hear them, but yep. they're not bothersome at all.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, the flight paths have been designed and people have stayed on the airport about keeping them in those flight paths to keep them out of this area.
Yeah, we have neighbors who are very tuned into what's going on with the flight path and paying attention in case things change. There'll be times if it's really overcast, it's really cloudy or the weather's weird, there's something, or if there's a storm coming and you know there's a storm coming, they'll come right and they will go. We think it's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, so interesting. Look at the plane.
Well, I mean, that's not different than Johns Creek. I hear quite often airplanes flying straight over Johns Creek. I mean, they're certainly not loud because they've got some altitude. But I love that there's, and I assume there's areas around the airport that if you were to buy, it could be a problem. And College Park is just not one of those because of where it's located.
And downtown, like at the post office or right around there, I mean, they come right overhead. And yeah. I think it's awesome, but that could be bothersome.
I love this. Yeah.
But also back when all this growth was happening, the federal government paid for noise abatement. So lots of like the little church that we sometimes go to in Hapeville, that's very close to the airport.
Yep.
You don't hear anything because they've got all sorts of insulation and soundproofing. And so buildings prepare for that.
Yep.
So that is really not an issue. I mean, we hear them, yes, sometimes. I mean, we hear them.
Yep.
But they don't keep us awake at night. We don't. Yeah.
And we actually built from scratch.
Okay.
So we bought a lot and built this home. And we did spray foam it in. So,
just to protect. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, okay.
And you know, I'm sure that helps. It's not necessary. But you know, it also, you know, reduces our heating and cooling costs.
I bet it does. Yeah. So when did you move from Johns Creek down to College Park?
2011.
Yes. Now, do either one of you or both of you travel? Was that one of the things you needed to go to from the airport? And I would assume the real driver, though, was how we're going to get the kids down there. Because I think they can stay in Johns Creek through middle school or elementary school. How does that work?
They went to Woodward North in Duluth through sixth grade.
Okay.
And our oldest actually took the bus from the Publix parking lot at Old Alabama and
Hainsbridge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. She did it for all the years.
Oh, wow.
And she did great.
Yep.
She organized. And the other two, my son did three sports. So he was getting home at after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And my youngest daughter just needed a little more help on academics. And we just felt like, and we've been in our house for 20 years. So we felt like, oh, let's have an adventure.
And it was an adventure.
And it really was an adventure. Just an FYI, for those who want to learn a bit more about the pros and cons of living near an airport, you can listen to our podcast, which is entitled Help Your Seller Get Out of Their Own Way, Pros and Cons of Living Near the Airport, which is dated February the 5th. It was in that same show that aggravated my friendly guest right here today. So make sure and take a listen to that. Now, you, when you were living in Johns Creek, Avalon was not there yet, I don't imagine. North Point Mall was. You had a lot of shopping and a lot of things like that. How is your experience in terms of things that you want to go and see and do living in College Park?
Well, you know, one thing that we didn't take advantage of when we were living in college in Johns Creek was downtown Atlanta. Right. And Midtown Atlanta and everything that it has to offer. So we're kind of in a northern triangle bubble up there.
Right.
Moving down here, we have services, we have grocery stores, we have restaurants, but we're also close enough to downtown to explore.
Yep.
So And we were at we were in what's the name of the area of town we went to?
Summerhill.
Okay.
Which is where the the old Turner Field, now Georgia State Stadium. We had dinner over there Friday night. We go into Buckhead for dinner. It's much closer to get in and out.
We go to a gym in Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, okay, so Decatur. Yeah.
We were very spoiled in Johns Creek. I had five awesome grocery stores within 2 miles of my house.
Right.
We don't have that here, but we had a Wayfield grocery store, but they have a brand called Eden Fresh. They only have two stores and they just redid the store here and it's now an Eden Fresh and it's great.
Yeah.
No, I don't have, my kids don't live at home anymore. I mean, our kids are out of the house.
Yeah.
And I still, I order some stuff. I mean, we do a vegetable co-op thing and
nice.
We eat online. But anything I need, she will get for me. And you go in that store, it's never crowded. You never wait in line to check out. And the manager knows your name.
Oh, and I love that.
To you, and whatever you want, she will order for you. I mean, and you always see people you know.
That is fantastic. We've got about 40 seconds left in the segment. Would you stay on with me for the following segment and we can continue talking about College Park? Would you guys agree to do that?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Perfect. I love that. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm joined on the line by Bill and Diane Claps, and they're talking about all the reasons that College Park is a good place to live. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more about College Park. We're going to also talk about 2024 gardening trends and whether or not, especially in College Park, improving the exterior of your home makes a big difference in the value. Stick with us. We've got that and more. We'll be back.